Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
I was actually turning down work. I got a message from the production manager. Hey, we need to have a meeting tomorrow. We go into this meeting and in walks the head of HR. And I swear in the back of my head, I heard dun, dun, dun. So we have a little chit chat. And then finally he goes, all right, let's just cut to the chase, shall we? We've decided that we are going to release you from your contract. That's a nice way of saying you're fired. Uh-huh. See you real soon, buddy.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Fred Moore. Now, as an entertainer and speaker, Fred has spent the past 25 years wowing audiences in over 30 countries. He mixes humor and magic with hard-learned life lessons to help people develop positive mindsets. And he says his greatest trick is actually getting to do this for work. I was entertained having him as a guest, and I'm sure you will be too. But after years of performing on the road, he was quote-unquote released from his contract. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Fred Moore, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am. That's why I'm here, right? Otherwise, it'd be really a very strange conversation. I don't want to talk about this right now.
You say, actually, no, I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
I've changed my mind.
Hasn't happened yet, but there's always a chance. So, you are here today to talk about one of your broken bulbs, which is that you were a lead in a production show, and then they released you from your contract, which I assume is kind of their fluffy way of saying you were fired. So do you want to fill me in? What happened?
Well, I'll give you some background on this whole thing. My background is as a performer. I've been performing comedy magic for years and years and years. I've kind of moved on. I still do some of that, but I moved on to public speaking now. But as a performer, we look for gigs. We're going from gig to gig to gig. I was always really, really comfortable and really, really blessed to find long-term contracts, a four-month contract at the theme park, a six-month contract, which is great because then I don't have to look for work for 3 or 4 months. I can enjoy what I'm doing and kind of relax and then start working on the next contract while I'm doing that. It's a very comfortable position to be in. So I was offered, myself and my wife, who is a dancer, were offered a position in this touring show. Now, due to legal reasons, of course, copyright issues, I don't want to really say, but the star of this show was sort of a rodent with really big ears. Ha-ha! Okay, so nobody will have any idea of what I'm talking about, I'm sure. And I live in Orlando, Florida. So you get the idea. It was a magic show. And there was the star, which was that person. And then there were two lead principals in that, two magicians. Myself was one of them. My wife was one of the dancers. We auditioned. We got it initially, and I turned down the contract. And then 2 years later, they offered it to me again because they'd been touring all over the world at this point, and we said yes. So we were with this show for 2 years. We traveled in Europe for 9 months. We were in South America. We basically got paid to see the world, which was awesome. And then do what I love to do. I was on a stage. I was performing. It was great. So it was 2 years of very comfortable living. And we're coming up on the third year. They offered me a new contract. This was in the U.S., which I hadn't done the U.S. tour with the show yet. And it was awesome. Cool. All right. I don't have to learn my lines in another language. Perfect. We do rehearsals. We're into it. We're about a week or so into this contract. And it's a 9-month contract, which again is awesome because now I don't have to look for work for the next 9 months. I was actually turning down work. People were calling, hey, are you available these dates? No, I'm not. I'm going to be on tour. Thank you very much. And it was funny because I wasn't full of myself, but I was happy. I was, you know, like, all right, cool. You know, I don't have to do this. We're in New York City and I get a message from the production manager. Hey, we need to have a meeting tomorrow. Like, okay, no problem. We go into this meeting and I'm in there with a meeting with the production manager, and in walks the head of HR for the entire production company. They had many different shows all around the world doing this. Here's the head of HR for the whole company, walks into the room. And I swear in the back of my head, I heard, dun, dun, dun. Because that's never good when the head of HR walks into a meeting and looks at you and goes, hi, we're having a meeting with you. It's like, uh-oh. So we have a little chit-chat. And then finally goes, all right, let's just cut to the chase, shall we? We've decided that we are going to release you from your contract. And you'd mentioned that at the top of the show, release, air quotes, release you from, that's a nice way of saying, you fired, get out. Uh-huh, see you real soon, buddy. And it really took me back because I'd worked in the show for 2 years. Everything seemed to be fine. I don't know what was going on and all that. Come to find out later that they were kind of restructuring the show. And truth be told, at the time, I didn't think anything of it. At the time, I was in my early 40s. Everybody else in the show were in their mid-20s. And so it was kind of a disconnect because they're like, you know, hey, who's the old guy on the stage there? Why is he doing that and all that? So basically what they did is they recast my position. They got somebody that was basically an actor to replace me, and they taught them how to do a few things. They reduced the role in the show. They made the other magician more the principal, which was fine. All right. He's a great guy. Love the guy. Still friends with the guy. And so now it's like, okay, oh, what's going on? It's like, well, now I have no work for the next 9 months. And it was, boom, talk about broken bulb, shatter. Boom. It was like the scene at the end of Highlander when all the lights explode, the broken bulbs everywhere. All of a sudden, now I had nothing. Nothing. No work at all. No prospects. No nothing. And it was, like I said, it was devastating to a point. I gave myself about a day to wallow in my misery because I knew it wasn't going to do me any good. All right, I could sit here and just complain and, oh, why me and why, but it wasn't going to change anything. And I started taking some actions. Like, all right, what am I going to do to solve this problem? So that's when I started taking what Tony Robbins, the godfather of motivational speakers, calls massive action. I just started calling all the agents, all my friends that I knew that were in the business, work that I'd turned down before, work that I didn't really want to do, but wanted to get some work, and just started compiling these responses and getting response from people and getting action and all that. Yeah. And then I got some traction and I started getting some work. But I think the important thing, the quote lesson to be learned from all this, because after I did all of that and I started getting some income again, I took a moment to kind of sit back and go, okay, well, why did this happen? I mean, what did I do wrong? Because in show business, it's very personal. They're rejecting you. It's not like, well, you're not right. You know, it's like you. We don't like you. We don't like the way you are, whatever it is. And I looked at it and I realized, okay, the problem wasn't necessarily me. And it wasn't necessarily them. It was the position. In this position, I was replaceable in that show. They could get anybody to stand there and do what I did and say what I did. Matter of fact, when I joined the show, I replaced somebody else. So that person was replaceable. And I learned, all right, well, I was replaceable. So I figured out if I make myself irreplaceable, they can't fire me. If they come in, they weren't coming in to hire Fred Moore for this position. They were coming in to hire somebody. But now I've kind of structured my performance and what I do that is like, if they see it, they go, well, I want this guy. This is the guy I want. It's not like I need a magician or I need a keynote speaker for my conference. I want this guy. This is the guy we want. So by being irreplaceable, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to deal with, you know, yeah, there are jobs I don't get, but that's probably because they don't want Fred Moore. They have a different idea to win it. But now I know, when they hire me, it's like, nope, it's not like they can get anybody else. There's only one Fred Moore, and there's only going to be one Fred Moore.
Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to leave time where you can brag a little bit, where you can let us know where we can find you, where we can go to support and follow you and potentially hire you. So what are you here to plug, Fred? fill us in and tell us where to find you.
Well, my big thing right now is helping people get more out of their day, out of their week, out of their life, basically. Productivity is all about saving time and getting more done and gaining that elusive unicorn of, quote, free time that most people don't have, especially entrepreneurs. So DoSoMuchMore.com is my website that has a lot of videos on there about productivity, how to save time. YouTube channel is FredOnYouTube.com. And if you want a little micro mini course on how to get more done, you go to DoSoMuchMore.com/go. And it's three short videos that will take you through step by step some of the things you can do to save time in your week. It averages out to about 6 hours a week you can save just by tweaking some things and doing some things a little bit better.
I love that. I think that is huge, time management and figuring out where are we wasting time, where can we find more to do more, and I guess to enjoy more as well. So I'm going to have links for all of your work down in the show notes. Everything that you mentioned, people can find it down there. And with that, I just want to say thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks for inviting me. It's been a pleasure to be here.
And thank you for listening. I really, really like this lesson of getting back up after you've been knocked down. And when you get back up, make sure that you're selling yourself, that you're irreplaceable. So what's your special offering? What do you have that other people don't? Special thank you to Fred Moore for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out the rest of his work, all linked in the show notes. And if you liked Fred Moore, make sure you subscribe because we do have more episodes about to come out with him later this year. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.